Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. This afternoon, we can expect the continuation of showers and thunderstorms, high near 49, breezy with gusts from the east as high as 31 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm after midnight, low around 43, east wind gusting as high as 33 miles per hour, and on Thursday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 4 p.m., high near 62, chance of precipitation is 80%, new rainfall amounts between a quarter and half inch possible. Significant flooding is anticipated along the Mississippi River in the La Crosse and Winona areas through this weekend, with water levels likely to reach historic crests. The National Weather Service issued a flood warning Tuesday for the Mississippi River at La Crosse and Winona. The flood advisory is in effect until further notice. The flood stage in Winona is already at moderate levels, with current conditions reported at 15.94 feet as of noon, April the 18th. Projections anticipate the water level to continue rising throughout the week, nearing major flood stage by the weekend, with projections at 17 feet by Friday and peaking at 18 feet on Sunday. In La Crosse, projections show the Mississippi River could reach 15 feet by Friday, with a peak of 15.2 feet by Sunday, placing it near the major flood stage. Flood stage is currently at 13.29 feet as of noon on April 18th. The normal flood stage level in La Crosse is 12 feet. Some information for this report came with permission for our use from the La Crosse Tribune. And in other news, the Wisconsin State Journal is reporting that Wisconsin's progressive income tax would be consolidated until the state's lowest earners pay nothing in income tax, and all other residents are subject to a 4.5% flat tax rate under a GOP-authored proposal introduced this week. The latest tax cut proposal comes as lawmakers approach the busiest weeks of the state's biennial budget process. Legislators have roughly $7 billion projected surplus at their disposal, with a good portion of that consisting of one-time funds. Assembly Speaker Robin Vos told reporters Tuesday that Assembly Republicans have had almost no caucus discussions, though he reiterated that GOP lawmakers remain focused on a broad tax cut, preferably one that moves closer to a flat income tax. Under the bill, all four of Wisconsin's income tax brackets would be reduced, starting with the 2024 tax year. After the first tax cut, four subsequent reductions would only occur if state general fund collections exceed expenditures. The bill is estimated to reduce state income tax collections by more than $3.5 billion annually once fully phased in, according to a fiscal estimate from the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have said the state's unprecedented surplus opens the door to some form of tax cut. However, Democratic Governor Evers and Republicans who control the legislature have so far failed to reach an agreement on the matter. Information for this report is shared with the Nearly Noon News by the Wisconsin State Journal. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.